President?
Am I interrupting your meeting, I imagine, huh?
That's all right. I stepped out of the office.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just wanted to clear every... the meeting is... You still coming up at 2:30 today?
Yes, sir. It'll be closer to 2:45.
Fine, that's all right. Anytime. Anytime, I'll be here.
And
we'll meet...
I think we're going to get this all right.
We're going to get it and have it in Birch. That... So just come to Birch.
Fine, all right.
I've cleared that one out so we can have a quiet talk.
Good. I think everyone's postured and...
Right.
Amenable. There'll be some talk about direct relationship and all.
Oh, good God, that's the easiest thing of all. It's
sure.
It's proximity that's involved.
That's right. And I've
everybody in the White House has a direct relation if they want it.
Yes, sir. So I feel very optimistic about that.
Good.
I talked to McCloy. He really can't do it, and I think we're better off without him. He'll join this advisory
council. All right. Well.
And we've got a couple of other very good policies.
Give me a sure working. We get other names. I think we are better off because I just know he'd take too much of our time.
Yes. So I'm optimistic there. Peterson, I've got all on board now.
Good for you. Good for you.
I think we're really ready to roll here next week.
Right. Oh, incidentally, I had talked to Steve a little about the bipartisan of the meetings, and I had suggested we ought to have that I had to report on a bipartisan thing to the leaders Tuesday on the Paris, on the, French meeting.
Exactly.
And Thursday. But on the other hand, I'm afraid that having two bipartisan meetings in the week, what do you think of that? Is that a good idea?
I think it's a little heavy.
Well, why don't we just let Tuesday be a Republican thing?
Meet that.
And then Thursday, I'll do a bipartisan briefing on the Paris settlement.
That sounds great, sir.
You see what I mean? So you can tell Steve to go forward with a full Republican meeting in which Henry will give them a briefing on the Paris thing. I mean, on the French thing.
Right.
And we'll get that out of the way.
Good.
Fine. But you're working on a game plan on those figures?
Yes, sir.
Sort of hard to figure out. I just want to be sure that we don't muff it.
No, I think, but I don't want to put it out in a way that it won't get that they can ignore it.
That's what I mean. I don't want to. That's by muffing it. I just don't want it to say ho-hum, because this is a very important fact, Al. As you saw it last night, good. We've been taking an unmerciful beating on a bad rap.
Sure.
And when he shows that their great hero, Bobby Kennedy, was the biggest one of all, it'll be very interesting.
That's right, sir. And they're working on the names. I told them the whole goddamn weekend, day and night.
That's right.
And we're
going to
get these
names. We want the names mainly because we've got to see whether they have a newsman on there, see?
Exactly.
I'm sure they have.
And first priority to the Kennedy years.
Of course. Of course.
They're doing that. Now, it takes a little ass-kicking, as you know, but that, I've done that this morning.
Well, you wouldn't have gotten what you have here unless you'd ass-kicked, would you, Al? You asked for this about 2 weeks ago, and then they just dragged, and finally they've got the order, and they're going to get it.
I'm very optimistic now. I've got a reorganization here internally and across the board, and I think we're ready to sail.
On the White House?
Maybe. Yes, sir. Across the board, with Ron playing his role at his key, and one for Bryce and one for Mel.
Right.
And the energy exercise.
Right. Right.
I feel very comfortable with it now.
Mm-hmm. Interesting that most of the people now rather like Bizarre feel that even the ones that know the facts feel that the psychology has started to turn rather substantially.
No question.
Bizarre, but really, really felt though that some of the fence sitters are beginning to call in.
Yes, and what is most important is that the whole Cox apparat is split. The Irwin apparat is split wide open on partisan lines now.
Is it really?
Oh, yes. They're at each other's throats. Baker's fighting Irwin, refuses to go along with the release of that document. They're fighting tooth and nail about the whole character of the Senate investigation. We've really got the...
Incidentally, the release of that document, if it comes out, it comes out.
It doesn't hurt us either way.
Yeah, my view. Don't you agree?
Yes.
Because mainly the point is it's signed by the four top people, including Brother Helms.
Exactly right. It doesn't hurt us either way.
And we have made that point.
It certainly hurts the national security.
Yet it does.
That damage, I think we can weather because in many ways we get...
Yeah. But Urban, it shows you what a senile old shit he is to, and unpatriotic to want to release the document.
Exactly. But they're split wide open on that issue. They're split wide open on the overall issue, recognizing what they're doing, that it's become partisan.
Yeah, they feel that, Al, do they?
Over in the committee, yes, sir.
Hmm.
The staff is split out now.
What is it? Why is the Cox outfit split? What are they splitting on?
Well, they're split on the issue of their dilemma. To move quickly with indictments, or to try to get some indictments that are comprehensive, or not to do that and to try to continue to get Bob, John, and Chuck indicted, and they have a very weak case on them.
I don't think they got a strong enough case for those. They'll never convict the three of them.
No.
They'll never convict them.
Well, Bizarre really thinks they'll never be brought to trial.
Because of what? The Urban Committee?
Yeah.
And I personally think, called Bob this morning to run over a couple things with him, not on this matter, but others, but I just told him that everybody thought he'd done well for the committee. And he said that his people felt that they'd already ruined their case with him because they convicted him 100 times in the press already.
That's right.
Right?
That's exactly right.
Even Bob, you know, and Mitchell is convicted, of course. Mitchell and Bob, they've been convicted in the news magazines, they've been convicted in the newspapers. Worse, they've been convicted on television. Their pictures have been in. They look like felons. Now, God damn it, you know, how the hell can you get a fair trial, that sort of thing?
There's no way.
Is that what...
Yes, and he thinks that the longer these hearings go on, the more we gain from it.
Bizarre does?
Yes, sir.
Why does he think that, Al? I don't
know. Because it's just building this terrible... now that it's become partisan and they're fighting each other, that it's going to be more of a fiasco.
One thing I just wanted to touch base with you on. I noticed that McClellan mumbled something to the effect, well, the only one that could clear up this thing is the president or something. Well, McClellan is a fine one to be talking that way. Jesus Christ, I mean, we've... done everything for him, and you know, and not only that, but he knows that the president is totally blameless in this thing. Is there anybody that could have a little talk with him?
Yes, of course.
Who could? I mean, I don't mean you. Maybe Bryce or somebody. Because you see what I mean?
Bryce or even Bizard. I think Bizard knows.
You've got to have a responsible person go down there and say, look, have you read the president's statement? I mean, I covered that whole damn CIA thing in the statement, and Bob and John stuff backs it up 100%. Right?
Exactly. Exactly.
And because we've got to drive anybody off of this silly, absolutely line that the president ought to appear before the committee and do that. If that is ever, you know, we can't even let that become if it does become an issue, then we'll just have to knock the hell out of it.
That's right.
And I think we can. Well, then we'll see you